ho, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to this here electronic engineering podcast called Amelia's Weekly Fish Fry, brought to you by eejournal.com. I'm Amelia Dalton, your hostess with the mostest, and today I have EDA, verification, DVCon, the cloud, and more on the brain. So let's start with EDA in the cloud. Please welcome Sina Shankar from Cadence Design Systems. Let's go. Hi, Sina. Thank you so much for joining me.
Hey, Amelia. The pleasure is all mine.
Thank you for joining me. Okay, so let's talk about trends in EDA. Now, what exactly are you seeing in major trends in EDA today?
So EDA as we know it, the traditional automation in electronic design, has completely changed and evolved. Today, EDA is revolving around, you know, making computational software that focuses on machine learning, new applications like automotive and cloud, right? Those are the three main things I see as trends in EDA. Now, if you look at machine learning, the way we are making use of it is that we are implementing it as a key technology in most of our products and offerings. And the advantage to the end designer here is that they can focus on solving new problems. We are building all of these machine learning into our tools so that problems that were solved in previous designs are now going to be used to train the software, and people can focus on new challenges.
Cool. Okay, so Sina, which one of those are the most exciting to you?
The most exciting of these trends would be the cloud. Over the years, customers have come to expect accuracy. Accuracy is almost given, right? We've moved from 2D to 2.5D to 3D field solvers in our software. And now performance is come to be prime. Imagine this, right? There's always this last minute crunch before tape out to get sign off done. Sure. Now, imagine instead of your regular LSF farm, you have access to, say, 20,000 or 50,000 CPUs on the cloud. You could turn around your design and sign off in a matter of hours as opposed to days and weeks that it used to take. So now the question is, can you create software that can be distributed across all of these CPUs, sure, right? So distribution is a major component that you have to focus on. And once you've taken care of that, cloud is going to be the place to be. Now, the other thing is that with the infinite compute capacity on the cloud, we are able to get things done overnight and maybe even at a reduced cost.
That would be great. Everyone loves reduced cost, right, Sina?
Absolutely.
Okay, so let's talk about Cadence in this realm. Now, Cadence was one of the front runners in the EDA movement to the cloud, right? Tell me more about that.
Yes, Cadence offers a broad portfolio of cloud solutions, and we're focused at ensuring fast deployments, painless adoption based on proven technologies. Now, our offerings support customers who are looking at a solution for both a peak demand and also steady demands, right? We're able to support companies with no cloud experience and also pioneers who've, you know, spent time to learn more about the cloud environment and learn to provision it correctly, right? And we work with all major cloud vendors. We're proud to enable the semiconductor industry to boost design and verification productivity like never before. Cadence Cloud is the future of electronic design, and the future is now.
Next up, please welcome Vanessa Cooper, DVCon 2020 U.S. Technical Program Committee Chair, who is giving us a special sneak peek at this year's Design and Verification Conference and Expo. Hi, Vanessa. Thank you so much for joining me.
Oh, hi, Amelia. Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
Okay, so we are here today to talk about DVCon 2020. So for my audience who may not know, what is DVCon all about?
That's a great question. So DVCon is an annual conference that's been going on since, I believe, 1988. So this is our 32nd year. It's annual. It's held in San Jose each year at the DoubleTree Hotel near the airport. And it's a highly technical conference sponsored by the Accelera Systems Initiative. So it's just an excellent opportunity for people to come together, learn from experts in the industry through various paper presentations. There's posters, tutorials, workshops, panels, and just a great networking opportunity. So it's, like I said, a really great time for people to come together and to learn and just really grow in their career and their field by absorbing all this information and interacting with each other. It's also highly user-driven, which I really like. At the heart of the conference is the technical program, which consists of both paper and poster presentations. And as the technical program chair this year, it was exciting for me to work through that and see how everything was done and drive that. The sessions aren't created by us, you know, creating sessions and then trying to shoehorn papers or posters into those sessions. They're really driven by the topics that we're receiving from the hopeful authors, and we can really see what people are interested in, what they're still working on, and create the sessions based on those topic submissions. So the conference is the first week in March, March 2nd through the 5th. So we're really just hoping for a great turnout and that people will really come and learn from it.
So Vanessa, I know you guys offer a variety of different technical programs and workshops at DVCon. So what kind of content are you offering this year?
So again this year, like we did in the past couple of years, we have both short workshops that will last 90 minutes and then tutorials, which are 3 hours. So on Monday, which is the first day of the conference, is what we typically call Accelera Day. They're sponsoring tutorials and some workshops. So we kick it off with a tutorial from Accelera on portable stimulus, and that's really exploring what's coming up in version 1.1 of the standard. And in the afternoon, there are two sets of short workshops. So the first set, 3 workshops, it includes one, again by Accelera, on the emerging IP security assurance standard. The second one is sponsored by Bayava Labs, and it's focusing on dealing with programmable IP and a portable stimulus flow. And the third one in this session is sponsored by Circuit Sutra Technologies, and it's exploring system-level flows for system-on-chip architecture analysis and design. So those are 3-in-1 session that will happen in parallel, so you can choose, you know, which one you want to attend. And then this final session of Monday, again, there's 3 that are in parallel. And the first one, again, is an Accelera-sponsored one exploring high-level synthesis in System C and how it's delivering on design and verification productivity. The second one is sponsored by Brecker, and it's on security verification using the portable stimulus standard. And finally, there's a Verilab-sponsored workshop on how to handle parameterized RTL in your UVM test bench. The short workshops are great because it gives, you know, maybe smaller companies, you know, opportunity to present something in a condensed format. It's only 90 minutes, and, you know, the audience and the attendees can really benefit from those user experience sessions from those smaller entities. On Thursday, however, there will be morning and afternoon sessions of tutorials, and that will really wrap up the conference on Thursday. So in the morning, there are tutorials sponsored by Cadence, Mentor, and Synopsys. And those first two, Cadence and Mentor, are both doing tutorials that are focusing on machine learning and artificial intelligence. The third one from Synopsys is a tutorial on how to deploy VCS in the cloud. In the afternoon, we had enough submissions that there are actually 4 tutorials sponsored by Synopsys, Mentor, Semaphore, and Agnesis. Synopsys' tutorial is focused on debug methods for large and extremely complex designs. Semaphore is exploring the impact of hardware-software interface issues and how that impacts tapeouts in a design. Agnesis is also focusing on the hardware-software interface in the context of system RDL and portable stimulus. And then finally, Mentor's tutorial is covering closing the gaps between design and verification of systems. If you're looking for more detailed information on anything in the conference, whether it be the tutorial, the workshops, or the sessions, everything's available on the website, which is dvcon.org.
Okay, Vanessa, tell me a little bit about the time and price of this year's conference. Now, you guys have got a deadline coming up pretty quick, right?
That is correct. Right now, we're in the early phase of registration. So if you register between now and January 28th, the all-access registration is $695. On January 28th, that rate changes to $755. But there's also other options besides the all-access. You can do a conference-only registration, which is just for Tuesday and Wednesday, or you can also do kind of a more a la carte registration by choosing specific tutorials or short workshops that you would like to attend. And I would also like to point out that the exhibits as well as the panel sessions are free. So if you're limited on time or, you know, your manager hasn't approved a budget for you to go to DVCon, but you're in the area, that's an excellent opportunity to still come and participate and network and engage with your peers. So you have the option of how you want to do your registration, which I think is really good and adds some flexibility.
Excellent. Okay, Vanessa, it is time for your off-the-cuff question. Now, since you haven't been on my show before, you get my standard off-the-cuff. So, you have one last meal on planet Earth. That's it. That's all you're going to eat for the rest of your life. What would it be?
It would have to be barbecue ribs. I love ribs. They are my favorite food ever. I tell people that barbecue is my favorite food group, so that was an easy one for me.
I love it. And I absolutely want barbecue for lunch now. Well, Vanessa, I think that's all I have time for today. Thank you so much for joining me.
Oh, thank you for having me. And I guess I just want to do one quick shout out to the Technical Program Committee. We have 42 papers this year, and they've been working really hard on reviewing those and working with the authors. And John Dickel is our poster chair, and he's been working really hard with those folks as well. So it's a huge team, and I really owe them a debt of gratitude through this process.
Well, folks, I think that's all I've got for this week's Fish Fry. But don't forget to tune in to eejournal.com next week. I'll be podcasting and live tweeting from this year's Embedded Tech Trends show in Atlanta, Georgia. That's right, Hotlanta. I'm coming for you. Hey, have you checked out EE Journal on social media yet? Well, you should. You can find us at facebook.com/EEJournal. If you're into Twitter, you can monitor our tweets at EEJournalTFM. And don't forget, if you want to follow my personal Twitter account, check out AmeliaD1978. And hey, if LinkedIn is more your thing, sure, I get it. You can also follow us on LinkedIn as well. And we have a YouTube channel, youtube.com/EEJournal. Folks, it is chock full of all kinds of techie videos, including our Chalk Talk webcast series hosted by yours truly. And you can subscribe to our EE Journal YouTube channel as well. Also, by clicking the links below the player on this week's Fish Frying page, you can check out the Fish Fry archive or subscribe to Fish Fry via the iTunes Store. And remember, if you want any further information about the stories covered in today's show, just head on over to eejournal.com and look for this week's Fish Frying page. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. If you know of any cool new technology, any fun EE conference coming up that I absolutely should attend, or even the best geeky hotspot in your city, shoot me a line at amelia@eejournal.com. I promise I will respond. Or post a comment on our forums on EE Journal. For the week of January 24th, 2020, I'm Amelia Dalton, and you've been fried.